Brian Hausler speaking here with Missouri Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler from Harrisonville. Congresswoman, just had the opportunity to listen to your address, obviously, with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. One of the big things you're still focusing on is you'd like to see Dodd-Frank repealed.
We do. We need to get our economy going again, and to do that, we need our small businesses to thrive. We need Main Street to grow again, and to do that, they need to be able to go to their local bank and be able to access capital so that they can grow, expand, and hire more workers. So that's what we want to do.
Is it possible? Is the Senate the issue there to getting that repealed? Because he did mention, the gentleman from the U.S. Chamber said there are a couple of provisions in there that are good. Overall, he said it's bad. A couple things he thought were good.
Yeah, it's difficult to get things through the Senate. They have a 60-vote rule threshold, but I'm hopeful that they'll be able to focus on the problem.
Sure.
And the things that are working, they're going to keep those things, but then they're going to overhaul the other parts so that hopefully we can get our financial markets moving again.
And you actually talked to President Trump about that. You gave him like a sheet.
Well, it was a booklet we put together called the Undo List.
Sure.
And these were from ideas from the people from the 4th District who shared what they thought needed to be undone as far as rules and regulations coming out of Washington, D.C. And several people mentioned the Dodd-Frank bill needs to be undone because it's hurting their ability to access capital.
Yeah. Congresswoman, just a couple more quick questions. The regulatory reform, you talked about that. You mentioned an agency was using $15 million in taxpayers' money to advertise. Who was that, or what agency?
Yeah, it's the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and they were spending up to $15 million last year just on online advertising for their agency. And so they're using you and my tax dollars to go advertise themselves, a government agency. And that just didn't seem right. So I offered an amendment to strip that funding, and it passed in the House.
Is it in the Senate now, or where is that?
Yeah, it's still in consideration because we're putting together the budget. So I stripped that out of their budget, and hopefully we'll be able to get that financial package done in the next few months for the fiscal year 2017, and that will be included.
Big turnout today.
It was. It was great to see a lot of the business leaders of this community and the bankers to have a very important discussion about our financial industry in America, where we're at, and how we can help Main Street.
Congresswoman, one more question. You saw the protesters, I'm sure, as you were driving in. They were outside saying that they want you to have a town meeting. They want you to meet with them. I think about the ACA. I'm not sure about everything else. Any thoughts on what they were saying outside? I understand they were peaceful, but they do want to have a town meeting.
Well, I care about them. I'm honored to represent them, and I want to hear their ideas. But I think the best forum to do that is by emailing me or sending a letter or calling my office. As we have seen on the national TV, town hall forums just aren't very productive right now. And so I welcome their input in other ways.
Congresswoman, always good to see you.
Good to see you, too.